Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 20. Well, it's actually only 12 after the hour. Wishing my life away, folks. It's only 12 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always, as you know, as you very well know. You know how much fun I have hanging out with you guys here and talking about this very important thing in our lives, our small businesses, and introducing you and reintroducing you, as it were, to many, many outstanding experts and really smart people, cool people. Some of these people are not just smart, they're cool, like our good friend Jeff Sabar. Jeff is an outstanding resource for us, a long-time member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books on home-based business and teleworking and micropreneurship and things like that. And he's also a writer. You'll see his byline in many places. He writes on all things that you're interested in with you, in your business. And he was the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That's a national award. He's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Buenos dias. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Well, it's good to have you back.
That's always great to be here. It's funny how you mentioned that I was the winner of that award with the SBA back in 2001, and I called them when they had notified me, because it was pretty quiet. I didn't realize it was going on. They sort of entered me locally, and I won nationally, and I had no idea. And I wasn't.
Well, you're
really
such a humble guy.
I'm such a humble guy. I said, "Is there cash involved?" No. So I said, "Wait, National Small Business Journalist of the Year, is that A National Small Business Journalist of the Year or the National?" And they said the. I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool.
That's
and
right.
So then I went to the caucus room in the Capitol, to the Senate caucus room, and there were no indictments handed down, a la Watergate and the like. So
right.
I felt pretty good.
That's right.
I felt pretty good coming out of there. It was
exactly.
A good day.
And I was standing there in the East Room at the White House when you were part of the group who received their awards that day.
Yes, I was, and the sad thing was
that was way cool, wasn't it?
It was very cool, and I tried to rush the stage after the president stepped down and get my picture taken behind the lectern with the with the seal of the president. They ran up and they took the seal away. Said only one person gets to have his picture behind that, Mr. Sabar, and today ain't your day. So, but it was okay.
Well, what I was embarrassed about was when you rushed the stage. The smallest female agent was the one who took you down. So that was a little ignominious there.
It was a knockdown, man. She just took me right down, and it was kind of fun, you know.
That was a smackdown.
We've got
Jeff,
a situation
what's,
here.
We got a situation. The when we're thinking about small business owners these days, here's an interesting thought. When I talked to Joe LaBava yesterday about franchises, he says that in the kind of economic environment that he thinks we may be headed into, which is a slower economic environment, which, and I agree, I think we may be headed for something like that. I don't think it's going to be as ugly as some people think it is, but I think it's going to be there's going to be some tightening up. He says that's good for franchising because people who maybe have lost their job are looking for opportunities. What do you think? Is there going to be an increase if the economy slows down? Is there going to be an increase in home-based businesses?
Well, I would imagine the short answer would be yes, and I would say because if there is a loss of if there's a slowdown in the economy, there will be, in all likelihood, an associated loss of employment. To what extent, who knows? But many people, it's sort of a confluence of events here. If you have a slowdown in the general economy, people are losing jobs. At the same time, the exposure and awareness of home-based business, though it's nothing new, the exposure continues to grow. And the opportunities, whether online or in you know, not necessarily brick and mortar, but you know, in real life, as it were, sort of in person, the opportunities continue to grow. So, you know, whether you can eBay something, you know, launch an eBay business, whether you want to get into some sort of multi-level marketing type operation, whether, you know, no matter that what you want to do. If you, I think people, I've long said that people are either entrepreneurs or they think like entrepreneurs, even if you're an employee at a corporation. And that, I think, is going to become even more true as we move into a time of increased question and puzzlement, as it were, about where the economy is headed and where our station is in that changing time.
You know, one thing that I think is going to be interesting about this next year or so that we're going to have, that I think is different from anything we've ever had. Typically, whenever we've had a downturn in the past, there were people who didn't need employees, and they didn't, and when they were laid off, there was nowhere for them to go. In America today, there may be as many as 2,000 unfilled qualified jobs.
Right.
So, I mean, if that's the case, if you get laid off, aren't you going to be able to go get a job somewhere else? Okay. You know, I mean, it takes a long time to evaporate a million unfilled jobs.
Well, and I think one thing that comes to mind there, though, is that that getting laid off is not just a situation. It's not just an episode where, okay, you got laid off, you got your pink slip, tomorrow you go out looking for a job, the next day you have a job, you're back to normal. I mean, there's a lot of mental energy and pain that is involved with getting laid off. And, you know, there's resentment, there's the feeling of, you know, to heck with this guy or this gal or this boss or this company that just laid me off. I don't ever want to go through that again. And I think that part of what you will see emerging, you know, there have been downtimes, there have been, you know, sort of jobless, you know, economic growth, as they've said in the past, and it could be something where there's not many jobs lost. If there's a slowdown, who knows how this will unfold? But I think that people, when they do get laid off, often say, "I don't want to go through that. I don't like that. I don't like the questions." Yeah. I know that I've worked for publications.
That's what I did in '89, Jeff.
You have there's such bad feelings, even for people as we head into a new year and wondering where the economy is going to go. People who even have jobs are looking over their shoulder wondering if the hatchet's going to fall. And I think that people don't like that feeling.
So isn't that one of the reasons why more and more people are starting small businesses without quitting their jobs?
Absolutely. You see people, like we said, people, whether they're, I use the phrase eBay, but it's certainly not the only one, but whether you're launching a business where you're selling things online, whether you're creating your own marketing online to sell, you know, if you have a craft or a service that you do, if you're a photographer, if you make artistic type products or whatever the case may be, people, and that's the best way to start a business, is you're full-time employed somewhere and you've got your benefits,
yep,
or you have your salary, and then you're able to start your business on the side and grow it.
And Jeff, for employers, I think it's a good idea for your employees to have something like that. It makes them appreciate their own job. Stand by, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, this online stuff Jeff's talking about, we're going to talk about how to do that well when you come back. Stay with us.
Hard to believe that a man of your humility and quiet demeanor could have that long a career in radio.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Mr. Quiet, Mr. Humble here at your service. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. And we're visiting with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. And Jeff, give us your website, please.
Well, frankly, let me just set the record straight. I think whoever that was talking about me, not you. So you're boisterous and loud. I'm quiet and humble. See my website. And my website is www.chiefhomeofficer.com. Mr.
Right.
Humility.
No crass commercialism there, right?
Not at all. Never. Never.
You know, Jeff, you used the term, you used in earlier in the segment, previous segment, you talked about doing business online, working online. And of course, we were talking about people who were starting up a small business. But this whole online thing is really, you know, it's really become such an important part of the marketplace. And just like you wouldn't open your doors to your Main Street store with dirty windows, you don't need to open the doors of your online business with the equivalent of dirty windows, which is a stale site, the site that's
right,
that people have been seeing for a long, long time.
Right. I think
without changing something on the site. Now, my site's been up for a while, But every day, there's new stuff there.
Right. And I think that that's the everyday part is can be, you know, people say you want to put stuff up, new stuff up every week, every, you know, every couple of weeks, whatever, every day. You and I are alike in that respect that, you know, I'm now blogging on my site. I don't want to say I'm not blogging to be just blogging. I mean, I have a lot of good content I'm putting up there, and it's not conversational. It's like news and product reviews and stuff like that. But the key is that this is not – we bought one of those little rotisserie, the Popeil, you know, the Ronco rotisseries.
Is that the one where you get the hairspray in the back too? You get that too?
You get the hairspray and you get but
and
wait,
the pocket fisherman
more. Exactly. but you know their slogan for it is set it and forget it. You turn it on, you close it, the bird starts to cook, and then it pings in 45 minutes and it's all done. Your website should not be sort of Ronco R Us, because you have to stay on. There's a line, I like that. You have to stay on it, and whether now I've interviewed people who have tremendous blog sites. Okay, really their sites for whatever it is, whatever the product is great, has a lot of news and insights and tips that people can use, and the owner does not write a single word, because he's the one guy I interviewed has a site called justpaperroses.com. He does origami roses and gifts. And he said, like, I started to blog, and after the first 2 weeks, I had nothing more I could say because I'm not a writer. So he hired a woman, pays her, you know, a couple hundred bucks a month to blog like 15, 20 times a month, which gives him content every day or day, you know, 2 days. And he's getting content. People are coming back. It's keeping him high on the search engines because of that fresh content. And if you're looking to drive traffic using the search engines, fresh content is key, and using the right words and all that sort of stuff. So,
and
if,
Jeff,
if you can't
the
write,
thing
then,
is if you've got a, if you've got a gardening store, if you've got a landscape business, if you've got a plumbing operation, or whatever it is that you do, you know, if you're not a writer, there's something going on not only in your business or in your marketplace that could be written about, connected to your company. But there's stuff going on in your industry. These people that you can hire, part of what you hire them to do is to find that information, even if they come to your, even if they come to your business and interview you and your employees.
Right.
Maybe your customers.
Right.
How about this? How about once a week, a customer profile?
Absolutely. A profile. I personally do a lot of case studies for different companies, because we did this great project for this great little retailer, but we know there's others out there who could learn from this. So whether they learn from it and apply it in their business, or learn from it and say, hey, I want to hire this ad agency or this marketing firm or whatever, this plumber, this contractor, to do that same type of job for me, because I know I can't do it, but man, I just learned something. They call it, in web parlance, as it were, they call it stickiness. We haven't used the phrase a lot lately, but it really stands true.
It's been around a long time, though.
It's been around forever, and the concept of stickiness is what brings people back to your website. There's two things you want to do. You want to keep them on your site. And if you know anything about sort of analytics and the study of your website, you want to keep them on your site. You want to get them off the homepage and go deeper into your site. So you want them there for a while, and you want them to know that if they come back again, whether it's tomorrow, next week, or next month, there will be new stuff that they can learn. And by writing content for your site, it creates a stickiness.
So don't think Ronco, think flypaper.
Think flypaper, exactly. Don't set it and forget. We got it going on. I'm writing a blog on that right now.
Listen, I'm taking that for myself. I'm already registering that term. Lost it now.
Exactly. He's a GoDaddy already, even as we speak.
Exactly. Hey, Jeff, I got about 40 seconds left. What's your last thoughts?
Well, I think that if people want to learn more, they should go out to their industry sites, go out to their peers, go out to their competitors, the sites that they know out there. If they don't even know their sites, if they're just getting started, go out to Google and use keywords that you think are vital to what you do, and plug them into Google and see what competitors or rivals or peers in your industry are doing out there. Learn, and then sort of, you know, if imitation is the finest form of flattery, copy what your friends and peers and competitors are doing out there.
And let me give you a lesson, folks, that I learned too late. Hire somebody to help you with search engine optimization.
Absolutely.
It'll be worth every penny. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Give us that website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff. See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I will be, too, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
precipice, the moment must reveal.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.